From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama is urging Democratic and Republican lawmakers to leave partisan politics behind when they go to the White House next week for a summit on overhauling health care. In his weekly address today, the president also says bipartisanship is not only needed on the subject of health care.
What's being tested here is not just our ability to solve this one problem, but our ability to solve any problem.
The president is expected to unveil Monday a health care proposal that incorporates parts of the House and Senate bills that are currently being negotiated by a conference committee. The Justice Department does not plan to seek punishment for two Bush administration lawyers who authorized harsh interrogation practices on terrorism suspects. But NPR's Paul Brown reports the decision does not bring an end to investigations into the case.
Early on, a Justice Department report had concluded lawyers John Yoo and Jay Bybee engaged in professional misconduct. Yoo and Bybee wrote that levels of pain and suffering needed to qualify an interrogation technique as torture could be at higher levels than what had been accepted before. But in a departmental review of the report, the finding is now that Yoo and Bybee simply exercised poor judgment in drafting the so-called torture memos. Some Democrats are displeased. Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, says he plans a hearing next week. A criminal inquiry into whether the actions of a small number of CIA operatives is ongoing because some detainees under interrogation died. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Federal regulators have seized four more failed banks, bringing to 20 the number of banks that have shuttered so far this year. Among those closed, the large California institution La Jolla Bank. The government said its financial management had rapidly deteriorated. Smaller banks in Illinois, Florida, and Texas were also shut down late Friday. The U.S. ski team is hoping to add to its record haul of medals at the Vancouver Olympics today. Two American medalists are competing in the Super G Alpine race, Lindsey Vonn and Julia Mancuso. From Whistler, British Columbia, NPR's Howard Berkus has a preview.
Lindsey Vonn rested Friday, staying off her skis and out of her boots, hoping her painful right shin would heal more before today's Super G. The race is a mix of downhill and slalom, with a shorter run and more gates than the downhill. The American team has already won half of all the Vancouver Alpine medals so far. That's six bronze, silver, and gold medals, best Olympic showing ever for the U.S. Alpine team. Vonn and Mancuso hope to add two more in one of six races left in the Games. A medal today for Mancuso would tie her with Bodie Miller for the most career medals for an American skier. She's already the leader among U.S. women. Vonn hopes to add to the gold medal she won in the downhill on Wednesday. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.
This is NPR News. Ukraine's Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko says she's withdrawing her challenge to the country's presidential election results, which gave a victory to her rival Viktor Yanukovych. She says the courts would not be fair. Tymoshenko says the ballot was rigged. New York Governor David Paterson is expected to announce plans to seek a full four-year term. He's kicking off the bid in Hempstead, Long Island, childhood hometown, today. Paterson became governor in 2008 after his predecessor, Elliot Spitzer, stepped down in a sex scandal. Paterson faces a tough campaign as his popularity ratings plunge. A new film about 19th-century French author Alexandre Dumas has sparked an argument about racism. That's because a white actor is portraying the novelist, even though Dumas was of African origin and the grandson of a Haitian slave. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arcton reports.
Critics say a mixed-race actor should have been picked to play the French national hero Alexandre Dumas in the new film called The Other Dumas. Instead, the renowned white French movie star Gérard Depardieu has had to darken his skin and wear a curly wig to play the leading role. The French movie industry stands accused of deliberately blurring Dumas' African heritage for the big screen and undermining the novelist's ethnicity. Historians say the proud grandson of a Haitian slave, whose books The Three Musketeers and The Count of Monte Cristo were revered, was regularly mocked for his color in his day. The film's directors say they chose larger-than-life Depardieu because the actor could match Dumas' vibrancy and personality. Ophébia Quist-Arcton, NPR News, Accra.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.